Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrazzi.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Whole Scoop. We're a health and wellness radio show where our guests are always highly credentialed in the topics of discussion. I am your host, Carol Ferrazzi, a registered licensed dietitian, practicing for over 30 years and the founder of Naturally Nutrition. You can find me at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. And remember, as a healthcare practitioner, it's important for me to provide you highly qualified guests on a variety of topics in order to promote your own health and wellness. Tonight's show is Your Aha Moments, Realizations That Changed Your Way of Thinking. Always, I'm going to remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on the topics of discussion, it's recommended that you seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. Call-in number is 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook page, which is our group page, which is the Blog Talk Radio, the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group. So that's the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group on Facebook. And you can also find us on Facebook. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and I believe we're back on LinkedIn now. So we will be taking questions later on in the show. And at that time, I'll call out the last four digits of your telephone number, and you can press the number 1 to get in the queue for questions. So all of that being said, let me tell you about tonight, because tonight is a great night. We have, back by popular demand, one of our favorite people in the whole universe. She is fabulously wonderful. She's brought so much energy to this show. We're so grateful. Susan Schatzer is with us again. For those of you who are listening for the first time, she is a certified facilitator, a BARS facilitator, a body process facilitator, an energetic facelift facilitator. She is a 3-time number 1 best-selling author. She is an international facilitator for consciousness and is known as the consciousness revolutionary. Susan has appeared on multiple TV networks such as Lifestyle Channel, LA 36, Access Sacramento, Can TV Chicago, and the Create You Expert Series in New York City. Susan has a natural gift and talent for both TV and radio. That's so true. She is a casting director for the Ask Bon Bon International TV show and has hosted the Ask a Question, Change Your Life radio show. She has run a successful coaching business, became a BARS Body and certified international facilitator with Access Consciousness, and now is the CEO of From Creation to Cradle, running quarterly global seminars on conscious birthing and beyond. A selection of Susan's workshops, shops, and events include Roll Up Your Judgment and Undress Yourself with Kindness, Having Money, Wealth, and Abundance in Any Economy, 52 Body Processes to Change Your Body and Your Life, How to Become a Magnet for Money Now and in the Future, Ask a Question and Change Your Life on Purpose, What If We Are the Change the Earth Requires, Magic, You Are It, Be It with Your Business, Stand in Command, A Different Reality, Relationships and Parenting Made Easy, and What If Money Really Wasn't the Problem, You Are. Wow, how powerful is that? So with all that being said, let's just get this show started and bring Susan on. Susan?
Hi, Carol. Thank you so much. Susan. Hi, everyone.
So great to have you. Wow. You know, the whole energy in this show just changes when you're with us. So thank you so much. You're always so very cool to have. We're just very grateful for that. But, you know, the last time we did the show, we did Your Aha Moments. And tonight we're doing Your Aha Moments, Realizations That Changed Your Way of Thinking. So it's kind of a continuation of what we talked about. But I kind of wanted to do this show because I wanted to kind of bring it to the forefront a little bit about how people can actually change their way of life by just how they're thinking and how their thought processes really, really control or command what they do in life and their directions in life. I'm no exception. I am totally like part of this. So I'm going to be, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm going to bring it out there again. On our last show, I said, Susan, you rocked my world when we were just doing an initial conversation on how we were going to structure our last show. And I said to you, hey, you know what? I just kind of need a couple of these to go viral and I'll be great. And you, what was your comeback to that? Because you just blew me away.
I said, absolutely, without a doubt. What else is possible? How could it get even better than this?
Yep, you did. You did. But you also said to me that the way that I was thinking about just asking for a couple of things to go viral, what was I doing to myself?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's where you're headed with this. Cool. Yeah, so... yeah, you just wanted a couple of the radio shows to go viral. And so with that, I was like, wow, okay, so, you know, what if more than just a couple, you know, wanted to go viral? And what if, you know, what if that was actually limiting you? And what if what you're doing now, you know, there's something else that you could do that's going to generate the viral aspect that you're looking for that you haven't implemented yet? We took a look at that, and that's when the whole Scoob group got created. And
that's
that
exactly
just,
right. And you know what?
That has hit the ground and running. Yeah, cool.
I mean, since we did that, we have the whole Scoob group, and we have people participating on the whole Scoob group. We have a whole new group of followers for the whole Scoob page. I've had people actually call me and request to be guests on the show. So it really... was just fabulous with just a change in mindset of wording that came out of my mouth. So what I wanted to do tonight was kind of just give some examples on that so people can become more familiar with the concept. And hopefully my goal is that as we're talking and you're bringing up certain examples and I maybe bring up some other examples, that they call in and they tell us about their aha moments, or they call in and they ask us, like, you know, I'm doing this, and this is where my life is headed. Should I be thinking differently, or what am I doing differently? And you give them a little bit of assistance with that. Would that be all right?
Absolutely. Anything that's not working for you in your life is where you are addicted to anti-consciousness or unconsciousness. It's just something that's running in the background that you're not willing to acknowledge, or is totally been kept hidden or secret from you. So yeah, let's absolutely do this.
Okay, cool. So let's start with you. Just give a little history on your health and what you did for yourself, and you know, just take a few minutes on that, because I really kind of want to capture if people have their own aha moments, they want to bring them to the forefront. So let's see what we can do to make this interactive tonight. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're referring to is 8 months after my son was born. This was 13 years ago. I was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis. And at that point, my whole life just spiraled. It was one of those things where I got the call from the doctor and they said, you know, you have a 51% chance of having this. And I thought to myself, okay, wait, let me go get a piece of paper so I can write this down. How do you spell that? Sclerosis, S-K. And I could hear him almost start to laugh. And I said, okay, well, you know, what medication would you like me to take? Like, I'm thinking this is a virus and I'm going to go get an antibiotic at the doctor's office. I mean, at the pharmacy, you know, like had no idea what I was like in store with this. And then I got a call from my primary care and she said, okay, so don't go past go, go right into the hospital. I already have you registered and we're going to start you on steroids. And I thought, what am I going to, an 8-month-old, you know, my parents, my closest family member was 8 states away. You know, I'm totally by myself here and they want me to check myself in for the next 5 days to get IV steroids. And I was like, oh, this is not good. this is a little bit bigger than I originally expected. And that's what happened. So going through all of that took place, you know, 5, 6, 7 years later, I was invited I was asking the universe about something else to show up because this couldn't be all there is. And Access Consciousness came into my life. And Access Consciousness is all about asking questions to gain awareness. And so I started asking questions, and what had come up through one of the classes was my point of view, all of us, points of view create our reality. So anything that is showing up in our life, one, we are creating it. We are the creators of it. And two, it's our point of view that's creating it. So if people have a point of view about poverty or wealth, that is what's going to show up in their life. And whatever you happen to have a point of view about. So for me,
let's just break that down for 1 second. So let's just use that. Let's say the point of view, let's just say my point of view on poverty is that I will never be wealthy. I don't see myself being wealthy. How does that work?
Yeah, cool. So if you don't see yourself as being wealthy, can you actually be wealthy?
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not possible. And what the universe hears you saying is, it's not possible for me to be wealthy. So the universe is like, okay, cool. So I'm going to give you all these great reasons, validations, and justifications for you to not be wealthy.
Okay. So then I start to live in a cycle. Is that what you're saying? I feel like I'm living in a cycle by doing that, because I pick up on those realizations as to why I will not be wealthy. And it hits me like a ton of bricks because, you know, oh, yeah, well, there's another reason. Oh, yeah, see what I mean? I'm never going to be wealthy. See, there it goes again. Comes in, goes out, that kind of thing. So how does somebody in that cycle, how do they, you know, is it an easy change? Is it something they can just, you know, learn to do differently? How does somebody like begin to think differently?
Absolutely. So the first part is to, you know, acknowledge, okay, wait a minute. So is that true that you cannot be wealthy?
Okay.
And when it's like, okay, so no, you know, that's not actually true.
Right.
Because what happens is, the scientists have proven, this is where science, Carol, like meets awareness. So scientists have proven that the amount of energy that's here in the universe is the same amount of energy that is here right now that was here when the universe was first created. There's no new energy, and we're not plus or minus in either direction. Like, there's just the same amount of energy. And they've tried to create energy, and they've tried to destroy energy, and they have not been able to do either one. All that's been able to happen with energy is it's been able to change. So right now, we are all energies with a body. And then when we pass on, we'll become energies without a body. So because what are we made of? We're made of molecules, right?
Right.
And molecules are energy. So
right.
We've actually been here for the entire life of the universe.
Okay.
So what's happened is through all those lifetimes, you've taken on tons of points of view. And those points of view have served you, you know, back then. However, when you cross over, you take the hard drive from that lifetime with you, and then you reinstall it in a new computer, which is when you embody again. And because you're embodying, and, you know, it's how this reality is set up, you forget everything else before that. And you start to have these old systems and programmings running in the background. So your brain is kind of like a computer. So you have all of these windows open, like thousands of windows open, and you're trying to run your life on the top screen. And it's not working, is it?
Nope, it usually doesn't,
like,
right?
Yeah. And that's where we have trauma and drama and mystery and intrigue, and we just loop. We keep patterning with our mind chatter and our loops. So when you start to acknowledge, okay, wait a minute, like, is that even true for me? Like, is that even real?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, no. Would I like to change this? You know, if it's not working for you, you've created it. You're also the one who can change it. And when you do that, you start to break the pattern. You go, okay, wait, I'm in the Indy 500 looping around here. There's my exit ramp. I am getting off. And then you get to choose something different. And that's when you're going on the computer and you're Xing out all those thousands of windows that are open, and you're creating more space, and therefore you have more room to actually bring something else into your life.
Okay. So if that's the case, then let's just go back a second to the multiple sclerosis for just a minute, okay? So I'm going to fast forward to a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm not trying to minimize all the stuff that you went through. What I'm trying to do is to kind of maximize time a little bit, say, all right, so where did that break for you happen? Did you have a realization like, I'm not having it? This just isn't right for me at this point in time. I need to change it. And then how did you, because people who listen to this show, we talk about all kinds of topics, and we've talked about chronic illness, and we've talked about chronic inflammatory responses. We talked about, major issues that create a whole lot of hardship from the health and wellness perspective to a lot of people. And by talking with you, and as we continue to talk with you, we learn that our mental focus has a whole lot to do with our health. So that's kind of where I'm going with this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I work with a lot of people, Carol, who have all different kind of symptoms, all different kind of things going on with the body. And our body is actually more conscious than we are, because our body doesn't have a point of view and we have a whole lot of points of view. And so what my point of view was, oh my God, I'm in this, abusive relationship, and I'm married, and I'm not supposed to be divorced, and I'm not supposed to get separated, and you're supposed to go to therapy, and you're supposed to work things out, and this is not actually happening, and there's an affair situation, and there's lying going on, and it's just perpetuating, and I need to protect my child, and, all this kind of stuff, and it was just looping and looping and looping, and there was like no way off. And when I looked at that, for me, the easiest way to do that without being judged was to create an illness. Because can anyone really get faulted for an illness? And I created something that my husband at the time could not deal with. And so it was easy for him to just walk away. And I knew that. And that is how I got out of it, was creating an illness that, of course, he was not able to stick around with, not able to deal with, just was way overwhelming for him, and he left. And he left before my son was two, so it was about 2 years, almost 2 years, and I was in the middle of a trial and drug study with chemo and therapy at the time. But I didn't know that until I got into Access and started learning a lot of this stuff. And that's like, okay, wait a minute. If I created that, then I can also destroy it. And when I started asking questions about, okay, so what is this? How did I create this? What's right about this I'm not getting? Do I actually, choose to have this continue? And I did a lot of destroying and uncreating my point of view about things. I did a lot of destroying and creating and removing things that were showing up in my life that were not actually generative and creative for me. It was a conscious decision. It was a conscious effort that I did. And a lot of what I found was they were things that didn't even belong to me, thoughts of stuff. And I needed to return those to the universe because I was holding on to them. And I didn't even know why I was holding on to them or who I was holding them on to them for, but they were no longer serving me and I needed to get rid of those. And the faster I got rid of them, the easier my body and my health started to come back to me. My strength came back. I was, weak. And it was really acknowledging my points of view that were creating these things that were showing up in my life.
So how many people have, just in general terms, how many people have you worked with? Quite a few, right?
Yes, over hundreds.
Okay. So, and you can pretty much attribute this to any scenario that comes across your door, correct?
Yes. Would you like me to give you a couple? Do you have some people
because we're
on the call?
Talk about those realizations. If you give us a couple of those and then tell us about the realizations that people had, because what you just said was so powerful, but it also sounds so simple. but it's not simple. You went through a whole lot of stuff to get to that point where you could say, you could ask yourself those questions. And you kind of, excuse the pun here, you kind of cut to the chase with working with you, and you get right to the core, because I have worked with you. I put that out there, too. I've worked with you, and you get right to the core, like, what is it about here? What is it about this that you like? Tell me what that is. And you go, but there's nothing about this that I like. How could you even ask me that question? That's what goes through the other person's head when you say stuff like that. But let's kind of bring it home a little bit. Let's talk about some of those examples so that people can start to really move forward in their own minds and then maybe bring it forward for themselves on the program tonight, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So a great example is that I love to share is, and it doesn't necessarily have to always be with creating an illness. It could be anything. And I was at an expo. I was doing a huge mind, body, spirit expo, and I was on stage, and I was working with people in the audience. And I said, okay, so what do you have in your life that you could change? If you could change anything, what would it be? And this woman raised her hand. I brought the microphone over, and she said, I was in a terrible car accident. I have excruciating back pain. I, you know, have to walk with a cane, and on and on and on. And I'm on all this medication, and I haven't been able to work. And, you know, I'm, you know, in poverty now, and I can't drive anymore, and I have to find people to drive me. And I said, okay, cool. And the minute you say that, when you don't buy into their trauma and drama, you know, the whole audience was like, oh. It was like, how could she not have empathy? How could she not sympathize with her? How terrible, how awful that is. Oh, my God. Help this woman. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said to her, I go, so before the accident, I'm like, what were you trying to get out of? And
wow.
She straightened up in her seat, and she said, work. I didn't want to work anymore. I was sick and tired of work. I go, yeah, you didn't like working, did you? I know you laughed, Carol. So did everybody else in the audience. And she did, too.
Yeah.
She was laughing
at
the microphone.
I think we can all relate. I think every one of us listening to you right now can think of an example that we can relate, not necessarily just getting out of work, but exactly like it's kind of like a light bulb that just went off. So that's my chuckle. And I'll tell you about that when you're done. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it could be getting out of a relationship. It could be, you know, a lot of people use that. So when I work with clients, I talk about, okay, hey, so are you waiting for the diagnosis? Or would you like to choose something different now? And
wow.
Some people choose something different in their life, and some people continue on and then end up with a diagnosis and then come back to me and say, hey, remember when you said, I go, oh, I remember. You know what I mean? I can lead you to water, you know what I mean? But, you know, ultimately,
wow.
You're the one who's going to drink or not.
Sure.
But it is the point of view that creates it. And they're just like, oh, okay, you don't work anymore? Okay, here you go. Here's how you're not going to have to work anymore. And for her, it created a car accident with pain, and then she couldn't go back to work and blah, blah, blah. So that's how that showed up for her.
That's amazing. And you know what? That's just kind of, like I said, it kind of brings it all home because, and I'm hoping that as people are listening to this, that they're hearing something like I did, because about a year and a half ago, I fell and I broke my wrist. I've never fractured a bone before in my life, but I did. I fell and I broke my wrist. And, you know, at first it was like, oh, my God, what do I do now? I can't work, whatever. But I was out of work I was not able to work for like 7 months. It was quite difficult. But I had to ask myself, why did this happen? Not necessarily, you know, why did it happen in terms of I got hurt, but why did it happen to me? What did I need to have this happen? And what kept coming up for me in terms of what that was I needed to make a shift. I needed to change some things around. And that's exactly when the radio show was born. That's exactly why the radio show was born. And a few other changes happened with some of the things that I was doing. So I made some conscious shifts as a direct result of not being able to do what I was doing every day that I knew wasn't moving me forward. So, you know, it's kind of like the adage, for me, it's kind of like the adage of when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You know, where's the lemonade, you know?
Yeah, so what if, with listening with this show, anywhere you are down the road, what if you can actually have a conversation with yourself and your body and ask, okay, cool, so is this working for me? And anything that's not working for you, okay, and where you bought from somebody else that you need to fix something that's not working for you, would you be willing to look at that and say, okay, so if I fix this, how would I fix it? And will it then be something that works for me? Or can I just choose something different now? Thank you very much. Have lots of gratitude for everything that that was. And then go, okay, cool. And I'm going to choose something else over here. This looks more fun over here. This is not so much fun where I am right now. And I'm going to choose something else.
So let's just say you did choose something else. Give us an example of somebody who did that. Not just you, but you know, somebody else that you've worked with that was able to get there. And you know, is the journey a long journey? Is it something that's painful? You know, what happens?
It can be. It's totally and completely up to them and their choice. I do know that, you know, people hold on to what they believe in so intently. And what if everything you believed, you know, actually wasn't true? What if your truth has nothing to do with what you were taught, has nothing to do with what you were invoked and perpetrated on? So I worked with I worked with a gentleman, and he was someone who was very reactive in his life. And when he was that reactive, what showed up was he was angry, he was enraged, he was furious, and he was driving his car, and he was coming to an appointment with me. And when he got there, he was on the highway, and his car broke down. It was a flat tire. It was, you know, very stressful for him. And you know, for me, everything's happening exactly the way it's supposed to happen. So whether one client shows up, five clients show up to a class, or if one person's on time or the next one, it all happens exactly the way it's supposed to happen. And I know the universe has its direct connect with that. And so what showed up was he was calling, he was frustrated. I said, okay, so are you you know, reacting to the situation, what if you could create something else? And he said, oh yeah, I'll create something else. That sounds more fun than where I am. I mean, it's thundering and lightning and it's Florida and he's on a highway and all these cars are going past and he's stuck and he's late and he's hot and he's tired. And we got taught, and he started asking questions, you know, how could it get even better than this? What can I do? What can I perceive that I'm not perceiving? And this car pulls up behind him. And when this car pulled up behind him, he goes, oh, somebody's stopping to help me. I was like, all right, cool, we get off the phone. So somebody pulled up behind him because originally he was like, no one's going to stop. It's in the middle of a storm. I'm going to have to call a tow truck, just on and on and on. And it was all limitation. Do you know what I mean? He was all in the trauma and drama bit. And I said, wait, you cannot create anything when you are in conclusion. And everything you're telling me is conclusion. Start asking questions. Because anytime you ask a question, Carol, you are shifting the energy and allowing the universe to contribute and conspire to gift you. Boom, starts asking questions, person shows up, gets out of the car, comes over, stays with him, calls, has AAA, gets into the whole thing, ends up falling in love with her, and they get married.
No way.
Kid you not.
No way, really?
Kid you not. And
wow.
He got out of conclusion and something else showed up, and then you're just continuing to ask questions. But, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't give a word than that.
So when you ask the question, how does it get any better than that, you're putting it out there to shift the focus to, okay, show me. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, the universe, source, your guardian angels, you know, whatever that you hold true to you is there to gift you. And when you ask a question, how does it get even better than that? The universe is like, oh, okay, you'd like something else even better? Okay, here you go. But when he was coming from, you know, I don't have AAA and I'm stuck in the rain, the universe is like, okay, so nobody's going to stop and help you because you don't have AAA and it's going to rain harder because you're asking for rain, you know, and that's just what shows up.
Wow.
And Yeah, dynamic, shifting, and changing anytime you ask a question.
Hmm. Okay, so, Susan, they didn't teach us this. Nobody taught us this. How is it that there's a group of people such as yourself that know these things, that work with people, but how come this is not mainstream? How come this is not something that you know, how do we not get this? How do we not get taught this? What happened? How did we miss this boat?
I keep saying the same thing to myself. I'm like, okay, so why wasn't I taught this in kindergarten? You know what I mean? It's the same way for me, but I'm 47. So I have it now at 47, and my son's 13, and he's had it, you know, ever since he was little. And so more and more and more the planet is waking up, and it's sort of like remember when yoga was like not something that your doctor would recommend you doing, and alternative medication and oils and vitamins and supplements and acupuncture, none of that was at all mainstream. Well, now, you know, there are health insurance policies that give away free membership, you know, to gyms. They want you to be active and healthy. You know, all of those are now mainstreamed, and many are paid for. So the world and humanity, we're waking up. You know, we're seeing that something else is totally possible that's never been here before on the planet, that there are easier ways to work here and have fun here and play here than we ever thought possible. And, you know, it's just a kind of a choice. It's sort of like, talk about this, Carol, that, you know, when you started kindergarten and they taught you how to add, I mean, they taught you how to count, and you had the blocks and the pencils and the erasers and the cubes, and you went 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're like, ooh, 10, yeah, woohoo, and you counted for mom and you counted for dad, everybody. Then you got to first grade, and when you got to first grade, they taught you how to add. So now you're going 2, 4, 6, 8, faster, quicker, easier, 5, 10, 15, 20. So when you started to add, did you ever go back to counting one at a time?
No, not really.
No, you never. No, right? The same thing.
No.
When you become awake and aware, you almost can't go back to being unaware and unconscious.
So. Is it like building blocks, though, when you learn a little bit and then you just kind of open it up and you get a little more and you get a little more, and it's kind of like, wow, I'm not that person I used to be. Is it like that, or is it more of a, wow, I could have had a V8 kind of moment with, you know, hit me on the head with a ton of bricks, and now I'm much more enlightened?
Well, I'd like to be able to tell you the latter was true, but it's actually the former. It's taken you a couple trillion years to lock yourself up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
going
to take longer than a one-hour radio show to unlock you.
All right. Given that one-hour radio show, I'm just going to let everybody know that. Let's see if this works again. We did it really well tonight.
You're
Here we go.
Listening to the Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrazzi.
Getting the hang of this thing. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
We are talking to Susan Schatzer, and we're talking about aha moments and realizations and ways that changed our lives. We're so very fortunate that she's here tonight. Susan, do you want to give your contact information, website, Facebook, something, how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Susan Schatzer. The last name is spelled S-H-A-T-Z as in zebra, E-R. And feel free to email me directly, susanschatzer@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Susan Schatzer, Facebook. And
yeah,
I have a Twitter account, Susan Schatzer, on Twitter. And you can PM, you can private message me. You can catch me on Carol's Blog Talk radio group. On Facebook, you know, you can get with Carol and she'll get messages to me too. But yeah, actually, I like to work with people in multiple sessions because the first one kind of like cracks the window, cracks the door. And people are like, oh, now I get it. Do you know what I mean? And then we continue to work together. Yeah, to actually unveil things and, you know, go to your closets, you know, not literally, but, you know, because people are sure. really good at hiding stuff, you know, from themselves, right. and they're really good about lying, and they're best at lying to themselves. They convince themselves of amazing things sometimes. And literally, I don't have a point of view either way with people. Like, you can keep it, you can hold on to it, or you can choose and do something different. Either way is okay with me.
Wow. Okay. So we'll talk about the liar part of it in a second, because let me just ask real fast. Lying, the lying part of it, is that part of not facing what's happening or not being ready to face what might be happening? Is that why they would lie and not tell you what was happening? Because if they're working with you, why are they lying to you? You know?
Oh, they'll lie to themselves too. Oh, yeah. Because people aren't willing to take a look at what they're actually creating. And so they have this sub story, you know, they have this back end thing where they justify their shit. Basically, that's what it is.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you got an example on that?
Oh, yeah. Tons of marriages. You know, women can't leave. They can't leave. This woman, you know, is married to this husband who's extremely abusive, 3 children, on and on and on, you know, ends up creating cancer with herself. She comes, she wants to get rid of her cancer. And I asked her, what is she dying to get out of? And she says her marriage. And I said, okay, so actually this was Gary Douglas also. And so, you know, he asked her, he said, so when did you know that your marriage was over? And she said, like, 3 months before I got married.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And he says, so you did? He goes, well, the invitations were out, my wedding gown, and you couldn't say no. And he said, okay, how, and so you divorce now, you know, she's in her like 50s or 60s. And the woman said, well, no, I can't do it. I have to stay with them for my kids. And we asked her, okay, so how old are your kids? They're in their 30s. Right?
Wow.
So it is like this woman has been choosing for everybody else but herself all this time, all these years.
Wow. Wow. No wonder she's sick. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. We got a question on the blog, actually. What helps to
Great.
Create good personal energy? What helps to create good personal energy? Well, all the things that we were just talking about, but is there like a that's a good question, and I'll tell you why I like that question, because that's how people think. What do I need to do on a daily basis to create some good, solid personal space? How do I do that?
That is an amazing, good question. Thank you so much for asking it. So the easiest way to do that is to get real with yourself. And ask, okay, so whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, whatever emotion I have right now, whatever's going on, is this real? Is this relevant? And most of the time, you're reactionary with thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's reactionary to what's happened, or you're projecting what you think is going to happen in the future. You're actually not being present. Because when you are present, there isn't anything to be fearful of or feel guilty about. Because in order to feel guilty, you have thought you have done something wrong. And none of those are contributory. What if you've never done anything wrong in your life? What if there's no good or bad? What if it's just interesting? You know, what if it's not negative or positive? What if it's just, okay, cool. That was pretty interesting. And ask a question immediately after that. How does it get even better than that? That question alone will take you from wherever you are into the next space of creating something with the universe. Anytime you stop where you are, you're literally at a conclusion or a judgment or you've made a decision that stops you and locks you in place right there. And that's not a fun place to be in. And that's where I think you're the caller or the person who's chatting in is talking about light or heavy or positive or negative. It's like, how can you step out of wherever you are that's not a happy place? Is to ask the question, how does it get even better than that? And you do it even when things great show up. So, you know, how does it get even better than that when something is, you know, okay? It's like, okay, thank you, universe. You know, thank you, God. That's great. And how does it get even better than that? And you're asking for, hey, okay, thank you for that. And that's gratitude. How does it get better than that? And then the universe is like, okay, cool. So you'd like something better? Let's go ahead and, you know, create that. And the same thing when something awesome happens, it's like, oh my goodness, thank you, universe. How does it get even better than that? Because so many times, Carol, people go, oh my goodness, that's the best thing ever. Or, oh my
wow.
God, it doesn't get any better than that. Guess what you just did? You just locked yourself in limitation. You cannot receive anything else than that.
Yeah, you just locked yourself right in by saying, it just doesn't get any better than this, right? I mean, how many times
Absolutely.
Do we say that? How many times I mean, that's just so common for us to do. It's like, wow, that was fantastic. It just doesn't get any better than that. And so we stop there, right? We don't go any further.
And that's right. It locks you into that. It's like your personal cap. You've just capped your betterness. Whatever it is,
well,
you just capped it. Can't receive anything better.
So if you change it, you change the focus to how does it get any better than that?
How does it get even better than that? Yes.
So is it even better or any better? Does it matter?
No, either one.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, because I'm just trying to figure out whether the specifics, you know, because you've taught me a couple of things where, you know, when you're asking for things, you ask for not what I need, but I want, right? You say, you know, I must have as opposed to I want or need. So you open it up to allowing yourself to getting something else, right? Is that correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
There's a point to all of this. And if anybody's really trying to follow me, I'm not making much sense right now. But the point I'm trying to make is that how we think influences the course of action we take, and it's subconscious because, and I'm just, let's just go back. I know we talk about health and wellness on this show, but let's talk about money for a second, and let's go with, you know, everybody says, I got to have more money, right? Or I need more money is really what we say. We say, I need more money, right?
Yeah.
Do we lock ourselves in with that statement? Do we allow ourselves to have more money coming in with that statement?
No.
What do we do?
Okay, get rid of the need and want. Need and want actually means lack. So when you say, I want anything, I want love, I want a different relationship, I want a new car, I want a different job, I want actually means lack. If you look it up in the dictionary before 1946, the original dictionaries, before they got changed to lock us up, the word want, you'll see umpteen different definitions on there, and they all say lack, 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 lack. And then the very last one on the bottom says desire. So when you use the word want, the universe hears you say, I lack a new job, I lack a new car, I lack money. And
wow.
The universe is like, okay, here's some more lack versus
so
have.
Don't allow it.
Wanting is the future. You can't have it if you're always wanting it. And if you need something, you can't have it because you're always needing it. It's always the future. You're never in the present. But if you have it, right, I'm having it. That
mm-hmm.
is you being present and you raising your vibration to match what you're looking for.
So you say, I'm having more money. I'm
yeah.
having
yep.
health.
Yes.
I'm having.
How does it get even better than that? Yeah, and then ask a question.
Okay.
I'm having
All right.
more money. How does it get even better than that?
Right. Okay. Got it. With that, let's go. I just want to remind everybody you're listening to the Whole Scoop Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking to Susan Schatzer, and she is just doing us some fabulous work tonight. Thank you very much. And you can find her everywhere. I'll just go with that. You can find me at The Whole Scoop on Facebook. You can find me on The Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio Show. You can find me on Naturally Nutrition, Inc., so we look forward to all of that. With that, let's take a caller and let's go with – is that okay, Susan? You ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Should we give the phone number?
Oh, yeah, there's that too. Why don't I give the phone number? And I'm going to remind people who have called in because I see people on the board. If you have a question, press the number 1. to get in the queue for questions, because I see a lot of callers and not a lot of queues for questions. So maybe they're just sitting back and taking it all in, which is what I'm thinking. Call-in number is 347-855-8894. Okay, so with that, let's go with caller 6480. 6480, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Margaret. I heard you say that you fell and you broke your wrist, and that brought me back to myself that I have bad bones. I have taken myself off the Fosamax drugs because I hear so many bad things about them. And I was wondering, I try to remain positive, but I'm also wondering, is there something that I should be taking other than Fosamax drugs to sort of help my bones so when I fall down, everything I think would break because I have bad bones. Age-related.
Okay. Susan.
Okay, so what did you say your name was one more time? I'm sorry.
Margaret.
Margaret.
Yes.
Okay, Margaret, do you do muscle testing?
No, I never heard of it.
No? Okay. So
they
muscle
do bone
testing,
density tests, that's it.
Yeah, okay. Muscle testing, is it okay, Carol, if I teach people that right now? Because that is a huge empowerment. Okay, cool. So muscle testing is a tool that you can use using your body to gain awareness. Because like I said, your body's more conscious than you are because you have points of view. And just in what you were sharing, Margaret, was, you know, you heard this, you read that, you're told this test, all those kind of things. So what if that's not all true? And that a lot of those things are put in place to keep you in a certain place where you are. So for me, with MS, like, you're not actually supposed to get better. It's a continuous disease. Like, you're continued to debilitate. Yeah, it's progressive. So with me now, with having no future, no more, I'm kind of like in awe with the medical field. And I'm like, yep, you just keep thinking that. So what if that's the same with you as well? So I'm going to go ahead and teach you how to muscle test, and this you'll be able to use with everything from this day forward. So I'm going to have you stand with your feet a little bit apart, not as far as your shoulders, but not with your feet completely together. And I'm going to have you just sway forward, sway back.
Susan,
just
can I stop you for 1 second? Let me stop you for 1 second and just put it out there that anybody who wants to learn how to do this should probably do this now too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And now and in the future with the replay. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so go ahead and just get the feel of your body. So your body's going to sway forward. It's going to sway back. It may go side to side. It may spin in circles. There's all different kind of ways your body's going to respond. So do you have that going on with your body? Can you feel that, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you to say out loud, because we're on the radio for everybody to hear you, my name is, and then I want you to say your full name for us. And then allow your body to go in whatever direction it would like to go in, okay?
My name is Margaret Horvath.
What kind of direction? Did you go forward, backward, side to side?
A little bit backwards, I think.
Okay, a little bit backwards. Now I'm going to go ahead and have you ask, you're going to say out loud, my name is, and you're going to make up somebody else's name, anybody you want to.
My name is Janet Smith.
And which direction did you feel your body kind of go in that time?
It went a little bit forward.
Okay. So you know that your yes for this session is going to be when your body indicates you in a backward position, and a no for you is going to be when your body moves in a forward position.
Okay.
So you can ask your body any kind of questions, and Carol and I will walk you through some questions now so you can kind of get the hang of it. But just so everybody knows that it's not always the same. So next time you do this, what you want to do is do the same thing, asking the names, or you can ask your body, oh, truth body, show me a yes, and truth body, show me a no. And then you'll get which way yes and no is going to be for you in that session. So for this session, for you, Margaret, back is a yes, and forward is a no.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And anyone else who's doing it with us, they may have gotten an opposite response. They may be going forward or back. Opposite. And that's their truth. And that's what I'm here to do is empower you to know the truth that you have for you. So you were talking about asking about a different medication. So let's go ahead and ask your body. So body would, okay, so truth body, the medication you're currently on, is that the best for you?
I'm thinking no.
What's your
body
doing?
Okay, you're thinking no. Yeah, what's your body doing? Is your body going forward or back?
It's going forward, but, you know, I'm just looking for answers. I don't know. I'm just hearing with the drugs that I've taken probably are not helping me, so I'm just looking for something maybe I should be doing. I don't know if it means I should take vitamins or maybe
so
not
that's
take
what we're
anything.
Gonna do. Right. And so we're not here to actually give you an answer for something because I don't know the answer for you, but you do. You have the awareness for you, and that's how this is going to empower you. So if the current – if you get it, you just got to know, you leaned forward, that the medications you're currently taking are not for you, okay, are not the best for you. Okay, cool.
So truth
is another medication, and this medication being prescription, you know, would another medication for you be better? And then allow your body to go forward or back.
Would another medication be better for my body? I sort of went forward a little bit here.
Okay, so maybe it's not another medication. Okay, so truth, would a vitamin?
Well, I'm already taking a bunch of vitamins. I don't know if I should just continue to take them or I just don't know.
Okay.
I'm just at my wit's end, but breaking bones scares me, really scares me.
Yeah.
Even though I never had one, I'm scared.
Knock on wood. Yeah. So what you'll do is you'll take those bottles, Margaret, and you'll hold them over your solar plexus, and you'll ask your body if it's – to your best interest to take it or not, yes or no. And then you'll know yes or no.
One at a time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you want to ask about minerals because sometimes body needs minerals.
Oh, okay.
And anytime you read something or you hear something on the news or the radio, ask your body, okay, body, you know, is this something?
Susan,
okay.
Can I interject?
Tribute to you.
Let me just interject for a second, and maybe this will help kind of tie a little bit together here. When everybody knows that I'm a practitioner, and I can practice both traditional and non-traditional. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you go see your doctor, and your doctor tells you to do something, and you know, and I tell you at the beginning of the show to always talk to your doctor before you implement something that's medical and that comes out of the show, you know, that's all perfectly good. That's all well and good, and that's where you are right now with, you know, here are my pills. I don't know if they're any good for me or whatever. And we're not saying, number one, that they're bad for you, but we're saying that is a way, we're saying that there is a way for us to be able to tell on our own what's good and what's bad, because ultimately we all have the answers within us, and that's what Susan's trying to teach us right now. So when you switch gears a little bit and you go, hey, what's not so traditional, that's what this is. This is not so traditional work, but it's allowing the premise of, you know, think about it. Long before we had all these medications and we knew how to do all these magnificent surgeries, what did we have? We had ourselves and we had the earth, and we had what came out of the earth. And we grew a lot of our own stuff to get us better or to help us along, correct?
Right.
Okay. So if that's the case, then we have the answers within ourselves, and that's what Susan's trying to show us, because our bodies respond to our environment. Our bodies respond to our stimulus. So like Susan with MS, she had to ask herself what was happening, why did she get herself in that situation, and all the wonderful examples that she shared with us tonight. And you know, we heard things like, well, I needed to get out of my marriage, I had to get out of work, or whatever. Our bodies are responding to what we're feeling. So what she's trying to teach you is that if you think that you have if you think that you have an issue with your medication, pay attention to what your body is doing. And right now we know that if you do this stance and you let your body kind of relax and do what Susan said, it goes backwards when it says, yes, this is good for me, and it goes forward when it says, no, it's not so good for me. Does that mean you should get off of all those medications? Not necessarily. Of course, you got to go the route of seeing what is right for you before you just get off of them. But at least you have a direction from which to start, that you're listening to yourself. You already had the answer. You called in and you said, I don't think this is good for me. Well, okay, but now your body's showing you it may not be, that you might be right. So I'm hoping that helps a little bit to kind of pull it all together.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. So, Susan, go ahead then.
No, thank you so much. There was a gentleman I was working with to and he got prescribed a prescription, brought it home, did the muscle testing, and it like threw him back. It was like for him a no is back, threw him back so far that he brought it back to the pharmacy and they said, oh, we're sorry, we filled the wrong prescription, or he wrote the wrong prescription. It was like and he's like, well, if I took that, what would have happened? And he said, you know, that would have killed you. That's what he was told, and he had asked his body for the awareness.
Right, and that's a case in point. Your body really does know, and what we're doing tonight is just trying to teach you, and teach everybody, including myself, that we need to pay attention to the things that come out of our mouths and how we say them, because it impacts our health, and the things that our bodies are doing. Like, you know, if you got some knee pain, why do you have some knee pain? A lot of times with knees, it's like, in knees and feet, it's you don't want to move forward. There's something that's scaring you, and you don't want to move forward. Once you figure out what that is, the knee pain goes away. So that's all we're saying tonight. It's like there's subtle differences that you just kind of have to pick up on that your body's trying to tell us. You know, each of us has a way of our bodies talking to us and with us, and we're just trying to make you aware of that. That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so that being said, Susan, that was great. What I'd like to do, because we only have just a few more minutes left, is if we were to recap this, like I kind of did a little bit, and somebody needed to get more information on just how to get this started and how to learn more, because I'm willing to bet that I got people that are listening to this going, but I still don't understand, or I still want more. Where would you have them start? Where would you have them like begin to focus? Just because, you know, I'm so glad and I'm so grateful that Margaret called in, because she's exactly the person that I structured this show for, because people don't know about this stuff, and I want them to become aware so that they can learn to do different things for themselves and have more information so they can make informed decisions for themselves. And so at this point, you know, the hour goes by so quickly, but how do we recap just to, you know, we gave them a little taste. Now how do they go forward?
Yeah, that is a great question. I'm available for people to work with me. I work with international clients all over the world. We do Skype and Zoom, and I literally am able to Zoom in and take a look at like what's not working for you and give you some pointers on how you can expand and create something different in your life. tools that you can use on your own is, you know, go ahead and be cognizant of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Get rid of them if they're not serving you, especially if they're the past, because when you if you're thinking of the past, you actually are then choosing for the future based on your past, and that's not going to get you anywhere where you're looking to go. Any point of view that you have is what's locking you up. It's limiting you in receiving anything outside of that. Be cognizant of if you use the words want and need, because those are limitations. It's lack. It's not actually the expansion you're looking for. Ask the question, how does it get even better than that, when you have good things show up and when you have things that are like not as great as you would have liked to have show up in your life. Ask lots of questions. Use the muscle testing as a tool for you, because literally, you know, your body eats the food. You don't. You're the being. Your body wears the clothes. You don't. Your body receives the pampering, the massage, and the, you know, negligee and the lotions and the pedicures and manicures. You don't. You're the being. Your body has sex. You don't. You're the being. So next time you go to have sex with someone, maybe ask the body if this is going to be a contribution to you. That's just a little disclaimer. I like to throw that in there because it gets people thinking. If your body says no, don't do it.
There you go. And then you can also, when you're all finished, go, and how does it get any better than this, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we've all been there, Carol. Like, literally, it's when you choose against it, it's where you're trying to take that round peg and jam it in a square hole, and it does not go in easily. Versus if you choose with your body versus against it, you have ease, joy with it, and it's way more fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Susan, thank you
much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
We will have you back anytime you want to come. Thank you. You're so wonderful to this show and to everybody. You're always so beneficial. We're so grateful. All that being said, you know how to get a hold of Susan. We're gonna say thank you, and we're having you back. I just don't know exactly when, but we're having you back, okay?
Okay.
And,
that sounds like a plan.
Next show is going to be in a couple of weeks, and that is going to be on caretaking, and Mary Ellen Philbin is joining us again, and she's going to be talking about, we're kind of going a little further this time. Last time we just talked about the value of a caretaker and what that means and what the caretaker has to do. This time we're going to talk just a little bit more about how it impacts so many different people and how one caretaker can change the lives of so many. So please join us, and always, always, always remember to join us on Facebook, join our group, tell us what you want to hear, give us ideas for shows. We're always looking for new shows, new ideas, you know, it's always the majority rules, too. So if there's a bunch of people that want to hear certain things, we're going to be out there looking for it to get it to you. So thank you so much, and have a great night. We'll see you in a couple weeks. And on that note, we're going to say goodnight, everybody. Thanks so much. Bye.